The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I've been waiting to you. I've been waiting. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Oh, did I eat up all the food? Did I drink down all the rum sweet? We can scrape it dance all night long to the sounds of the ancient man. Night, you done blow your candle. You done open all your gifts. We done sing a happy birthday. And yet done made a birthday wish. While my mind asking a question, Lord, I wonder who it will be. You give your first piece of birthday cake to. Oh, Lord, my God, I pray that it's me. Oh, did I need all the food? And did I drink on the rum sweet? We can sweet me dance all night long to the sounds of the ancient man. Now you done blow your candle. You done open all your gifts. And sing a happy birthday. And yet I made you birthday wish. You know I was like your buddy. Closer with God than your best friend.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You are on. It is Monday the 11th of May 2026. And I have to say, I have to start the show by saying happy Earth Day. Happy solar return to one Tina Johnson. Tina Johnson is a very close friend of mine, and I want to say happy birthday to her. She's a very special person in the lives of many, many people. She hails from Mayaguana, and if ever you needed proof that the fountain of youth is in Mayaguana and not in Bimini, that particular Johnson family, that Gibson family is all the proof that you need. Happy birthday, Tina. I see a caller on the line. Let me just open up the show, and then we're going to open up the lines. It's the last day before the election, and we're going to get to it. So, election night. On election night, trust the team you trust every single day. On May 12th, your Guardian Radio host will be live from the moment the polls close until the election is called, with the Guardian News Network team providing verified results and live reporting from all across the country. Every day and every election day, count on the folks you know on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM and GuardianTalkRadio.com. GuardianTalkRadio.com. Also taking place on election day, there is a new show up at Paper Press that's number 12 Parkgate Road, Ponciana Paper Press. The show is called, or the exhibition is called Polling Stationery, and it holds two showcases. First is a zine-making workshop by Equality Bahamas, making small magazines on the policy recommendations that they developed during the workshop series. And the second part of the exhibition is a show called Propaganda. It is an entertaining experience. Again, the exhibition is called Polling Station. Propaganda opens at roughly noon to 7 p.m. and the Equality Bahamas zine making exercise takes place from 2 p.m. from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Well, let me see what this caller. This caller's been on the line for a hot moment. Let's see what the caller wants to say. Good morning, caller.
A pleasant good morning. And I tell you, the fountain of youth is in Friday Say House number 8.
Yes, sir.
Where Sparky resides at 75 years old, May the 4th.
Yes, sir. Happy belated.
Happy Independence Eve.
Why you call it Independence Eve?
Not Independence, sir. Election. Well, I think about independence, I don't know. Well, we've been independent moving backwards from 1973 instead of moving forward. But that's the way I see it. But what I'd like to say to you, ma'am, is that Pride State Park was just cleaned again yesterday, mowed and everything, every piece of paper picked up. And the last two trees went down, a big Barbadian cherry and a big, supposed to be big, mangola tree. So every 10 feet around that flag and everything in Pride State, it is ready for Election Day and the celebration the next day. And then on Wednesday the 13th, my great-grandson will be 2 years old. So May is not Red Cross Day. This is Sparky's month. May is Sparky's month.
I got you.
Y'all have a great day. And I ask the Bahamian people to please, when they go out there tomorrow, put God first, country next, yourself next, your family, your great-grands, your grands, and then you can take care of your friends, families, and lovers. And may God guide our hands that we look out for country instead of blue and red and black shirts and individuals would call themselves masters of governance that have raken us down the devilish pit for so many years. It's time for us to move our beautiful Commonwealth of the Bahamas forward. Thank you very much for Ms. Green for supporting me in my park and how I do my fruit trees. I love you.
Thank you.
Have a great day, Bahamians. Let's go do it.
Absolutely. Sparky, when you call in tomorrow, I want to spend a moment, since we're not talking politics tomorrow, assessing the upcoming fruit season. I want to know if people are seeing what I'm seeing and not seeing. But let's get into the show. Last week, I had this headline. I wasn't quite sure how to say it. I was hoping I would see it in the newspapers. Now, maybe it's been in the newspapers. Maybe it was, you know, a little further back on the pages. I think it would have been a headline story. But has anybody seen an article in the newspaper, a segment on one of the television news shows, or has seen an official police release about a stolen police vehicle? I'm just wondering. I know what I heard. I'm just wondering. Is this the sort of thing that we would make public? Is this the sort of thing we need to make public? This question is prompted by this headline, Fatal Traffic Accident. It was posted yesterday on Eyewitness News' page, social media pages. Police are investigating a traffic accident on East-West Highway that has claimed the life of a 24-year-old Royal Bahamas Police Force officer. Reports indicate the officer lost control of his Subaru Legacy while traveling east at a high rate of speed, collided with a median shortly before 2:45 a.m. on May 3rd. He was hospitalized after being extricated from the wreckage but succumbed to his injuries yesterday, Sunday, May the 10th. Investigations continue. We say condolences to the family and colleagues of the Royal Bahamas Police Force officer that lost his life in that traffic fatality. The police officer was apparently traveling at a high rate of speed. I want to share two more incidents I saw this weekend that are like extremely troubling. Like, I didn't know that this is what old age was going to feel like, right? But it's extremely troubling. So on the weekend, I saw a series of videos. One of them was the young influencer Aisho Speed being toured around New Providence, right? The first video I saw showed Aisho Speed and somebody else who I believe is Julian Believe on the roof of the vehicle with their legs hanging in the sunroof. While he was streaming across the globe to thousands and thousands, like at one point is 66K. Somebody said he had 88,000 streaming on another platform at one time, right? And then in a subsequent video, you have what appears to be scenes from inside the vehicle they may be in, or inside a vehicle that is a part of their escort, convoy, or entourage. First of all, ain't nobody have on a seatbelt. Not one. Not one seatbelt could be seen in the video. Right? What is happening? There's some very senior people in their various industries in that video. The vehicle is speeding through town and these by them sitting in the sunroof. Right? The second video is even more troubling. Lincoln Bain on a motorcycle in a suit going somewhere. It appears to be some sort of motorcade, maybe. I'm seeing just vehicles whose movement are impeded by Mr. Bain's motorcycle. And then I imagine there's another vehicle who's recording that's a part of Mr. Bain's entourage or convoy. Mr. Bain is speeding up the road on his big ninja bike with no helmet on, with a police officer like an outrider escorting him behind him, right? No helmet on. This is the man who want to be leader of the country. Remember I said that one of the things I have not seen in any of the manifestos is a focus on or an acknowledgement of what has become a crisis in traffic management, road usage, road behavior. That's somebody seeking to be leader of the country, just blatantly breaking the law, and the police right behind him not doing a thing about it. You think that's the most troubling part about it? No. Let me tell you what the most troubling part about it is. How Lincoln could pay me my $100,000 every year if he can't afford a helmet? How? If he can't afford a helmet to follow the law that he so desperately wants to be in charge of. I don't know. Sometimes the words speak for themselves. Let me go to the text line quickly. Here's the text. But why are we not talking? The law says the only things you can't do are, quote, call the results before polls close and advertise political parties. You can do everything else. Okay, texter, this text is exactly why. Because it's not as simple as that. The notice that I read, that I have from IRCA, that we talk about, it says far more than the only things you can't do are call the results before polls close and advertise political parties. It doesn't say you could do everything else. That's why. Because sometimes, right, there are members of the wider group that are unable to moderate themselves. They are unable to govern themselves, to do what they ought to do when they know they ought to do it. So what we have to do then is we have to create a space that reduces the risk of people breaching the rules. You have to curate the space. Now, this is very apropos about to vote tomorrow. Have our leaders call us. I'm coming to you right now. Producer, you could prep the first call. Have our leaders created an environment in which Bahamians can make the best decisions possible and thrive within the scope of the law. Yeah? So that's why many hosts decide to err on the side of caution. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Yeah, well, I'm just grateful, Aaron, for us to come to the end of a nightmare with was disguised as a new day, which we, the Bahamian, saw it was in fact a new day. But it wasn't for us. And we are so glad that, you know, we reached to this point, ergo, and realized, you know, despite whatever gripes they might have, whatever bias or whatever negative they might have, the PLP and the FNM, right, needs to be taught a lesson, if only for one time. And I believe this can be that time, right? Because for us to go back to the FNM, having just, you know, coming away from them, I mean, what that says about us as a people, right? Because it appears that we want to keep beating the same two dead horse, despite that they didn't prove, over and over and over. It doesn't matter who is sitting inside the seat, because their organizations, what they have inside this country, is built against the Bahamian people. So I'm asking the Bahamian people, you know, to go there and remember that the Bahamas is more important than any party, because none of us was born in no party. Mm-hmm. Some of us was born in the Princess Margaret Hospital when it was a stable location right now, God forbid. But, hey, let's go there and make history and change the Bahamas for all of us, Aaron. Have a nice day.
I got you. Producer, let's prep the second caller. Here's what I can say. For me, the COI doesn't even need to win a seat to shift the culture tremendously, you know. A sufficient number of candidates get their 16% back, that should cause these FNM and PLP candidates to stand on their head. Right? That's a strong showing. Good morning, caller. We're going to the next call. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ian. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Great. 4B is almost at the final end, eh?
Yeah.
But see, what the position that's matter than they think they are.
Mm-hmm.
And me, Dave, Jeffy Delabo, is being a chat group. You know, it's a nice chat group. Nobody be cursing and then get personal. Be there to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
And something makes some sense. But that's why I always tell and Tom Thompson, boy, look here, I really respect you, Papa. You all saying the old PLP, a fella name, I say, oh, and you all letting the Prime Minister know all is not well. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's just like speak the truth. All we say in the chat group, that's killing with the truth. Let's bring facts.
Yeah.
See, Aaron, I always tell you and Dwight and your younger ones, we wouldn't get no blessing until we get rid of all the Moses school, dead in case.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say Moses school, they're 75 and older. 75 and older. See, God promised us 3 score and 10, if we live right. You see, they know they're doing wrong. You know. See, if Papa did something wrong too, you know. When Papa sell Batelco, he get his first from the international people, you know, but some kind of reason they will buy up all people resources all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
When the Saudi Arabians that own all of Britain, all of the Britain telecommunications and stuff back in the day, you know, and gas and thing, you know, they had to pay 5 times the amount to get it back. And Papa put a simulation that, if you don't buy it back, you got to pay like 4 and 5 times. You know, so I asked Papa one time, I said, Papa, but why you sell that in this place? And Bahamas said, we should be getting pump millions of dollars in there every year. But every year, you're hiring a bunch of people, overstaffed for these things, and getting people borrowing money to pay these people. Aaron, is that right?
Well, I tell you what, the Bahamas Air thing is slightly different, right? Because we have an archipelagic exterior. And
I understand. You know, I understand.
That one's slightly different, but I feel you.
Yeah. But let me tell you something. Mr. Prime Minister's great day, because you had the opportunity to fix all of these things. Papa going and do that landowner act. I spoke to Mr. Christie, I said, Mr. Christie, repeal that landowner act. I got you in the grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot afford to buy the land where they born. And we inherit this land and things.
What they could do, here's... you say something that wake me up just now. What the people could do? They could take the land with them? They could put it in their backpack and sneak it through customs? What they could do... If we say this is the amount of money that we're paying for our land, for compensation for taking the land back, what they could do?
But Aaron, I understand. But see, but that is my point. That's your point, right? That's why there's a debate. See, I got you in the grandchildren. I got a land in the getaway now.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. But what the foreign investors could do if we say, no, you can no longer own the land, you could lease it until you die.
Right. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Spilling out advice, you know, you lease. You know, foreigners want to own no land in the Bahamas. You go try buy one piece of land in Florida, or try buy an NBA or football team, and see the thing you have to go through to buy these things.
Yeah.
Probably just give away our things, Evan.
Yeah.
Can I take my call, Elizabeth?
Absolutely. Nice, yeah, man, thank you. Let's go to the next caller and then some text, and I'm going to let you all know. This is the topic. What are you using to assess this Davis administration? Good morning, caller.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Great. Just one or two quick things.
Mm-hmm.
The aspect as it relates to evaluating and determining good governance.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I try to do, and even though I am for progress, I'm voting for progress, one of the things I try to do is basically look at facts and fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at facts and fiction, There's something in marketing called the Benjamin Franklin. I don't know if you've ever heard about that marketing terminology.
Okay,
but what it is, mm-hmm. is comparison. Try to not be biased. Look at what has been done as compared to what has been said, what has been done, and what hasn't been done.
Mm-hmm.
And if a person wants to do a proper analysis side by side,
mm-hmm.
I find it very hard and I've done this with the previous administration as well, and the one before that, and the one before that.
Mm-hmm.
I could only speak at this point now because we're dealing with this administration. And if one were to do a side-by-side or comparison, you would obviously see that the current administration has done a number of things. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I also have seen, and like I said, if you were to do a side-by-side comparison, and one of the things I heard the Prime Minister said the other night, I think it was Saturday night, he said that I have made mistakes. I'm not perfect. We're not perfect. But we realize that there's a lot more that needs to be done. And as a leader, I understand quite well where that comes from. In other words, he's saying that he understands that he knows that the buck stopped with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he admitted that. And he also said, listen, we have to do, quote unquote, I guess you would probably want to say, and I just mentioned it, a side-by-side comparison. Mm-hmm. And if one sits down and logically, even if you use AI, if you want to go that road, because we did that as well,
mm-hmm.
you would see that the current administration has done
a lot,
quite a bit.
Okay, so let's play a game. I'm going to mention something I'm using to assess the strength of the Davis administration, and then you mention something you using to assess the strength of the Davis administration. It's rapid fire, okay? You ready? FTX.
I'm here.
FTX.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm using to assess the progress or the success of this Davis administration.
Uh-huh.
I'll broaden it to FTX and the DEA sector,
uh-huh.
and the DEA Act.
Right.
Bahama Grid Company and Pike.
Okay.
The moorings deal.
Right.
JDL and the two controllers of customs. JDL and the two controllers of customs. Two controllers in parentheses.
Okay.
The MP and the policeman at Carnival. But Cornish Affair.
Mm-hmm.
I like this one. Garbage. Carifta 2023 and Bahama Games 2023 audit.
Mm-hmm.
The Golden Jubilee audit or lack thereof.
Mm-hmm.
$25,000 from the Commission for Persons with Disabilities for a second O.B. Wilchcombe Memorial.
Uh-huh.
The Michael Johnson probe.
Uh-huh.
The U.S. indictment.
Right.
And the and so for those two, it's the state's responses to those major issue stories.
Uh-huh.
The Davis administration response to the U.S. occupation of Davis, the debt, and the elusive surplus. I'm reworking that title. I'm working with my editor on that title.
If I can interject there one second. One second.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I want you to be aware of too, Aaron, is this.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say this again. And I'm saying this again without hesitation or reservation.
Mm-hmm.
When one does a comparison, we must compare. And the agenda which is now being publicized by opposition, the first thing we want...
Oh, hold on, pause for a second.
I didn't say anything. Let me just be quiet.
Are we comparing the PLP... Are we comparing the Davis administration with the Pintard opposition?
We are comparing the things that the opposition are stating, some of which, a great portion of which, are not true. How could you say you could use things like an economy that is ruined? Where's the economy of the Bahamas ruined?
Okay, so stick a pin.
Let me
respond.
It's not that I have a problem responding. I wish I just had the time. I didn't call to go into.
But I tell you, we playing a rapid fire game. I thought we were doing a rapid fire thing.
I'm working right now. We took a break to state what I just stated. I have no problem. We can do this Wednesday, Thursday, no problem.
Okay.
But what I'm saying to you is this.
Mm-hmm.
When analyzing, and I did say prior governments, FNM or PLP, I would never say that the FNM has not done this or done that. Positive effects.
Would it surprise you? Well, look at you, but would it surprise you?
Negative aspects.
But would it surprise you if I tell you all of them are lousy? Right? I just want you to get a really good sense of the perspective that my critique comes from. I'm not holding the FNM above the PLP in this assessment. They all are lousy. That's what. But I thought we were playing a rapid-fire game because these are the things that I'm going to use to assess the success of this Davis administration. Now, in terms of validating the allegations made by the opposition about issues arising from the Parliamentary Registration Department, right? Here's the problem here. The Parliamentary Registration Department has a problem. Their problem is they starting with a handicap, and their handicap is the evidence of their poor performance leading up to the election, right? That's the problem. The problem that the PRD has is it has a handicap, and that handicap is the overt and obvious on the surface incompetence that has plagued leading up to the general election, right? So that's the first thing. The PRD has not, and the state, the ministry responsible for PRD has not ensured that information has emanated from the PRD in a timely fashion, in an appropriate fashion, with clarity, right? Substantive statements, right, that could be verified and checked. See, that's a part of the handicap that the PRD has. The PRD can no longer look at Bahamians and just say, trust us. The same way neither the PLP or the FNM could open their mouth and look at any Bahamian and say, just trust us. The same way Lincoln Bain done had two strikes. See, I cleaned the slate after he suggested that Michael Pintard is a crackhead in Rawson Square. We cleaned the slate. First strike is asking the court to seal the case. The second strike is filming yourself, documenting yourself, breaching traffic controls in front of a police officer with the police escort, and then you expect serious people to take you seriously. All have fallen short of the standard that Bahamians should demand. Let's go to the phone line, then we go into the text line. And then I can repeat that list, because the list is not exhaustive. I am exhausted, but I haven't finished the list yet. Get what I'm saying? Good morning, caller.
My name is Ms. Green, Code 2 Street. Listen here to me. Did you watch that event on Saturday night? I know you watched both of them. Did you watch the PLP event on Saturday night?
No. What would I be watching it for? Is that how we...
hear what the rest of the things that the Prime Minister wants to finish up.
For what?
And some new things no. he has in the
for what?
Line to do.
First of all, code 2 straight. I can refer to you for that by that forever.
Yeah.
I love it. First of all, I'm an adult, right?
Yes,
I am an old head now.
Yeah,
my prime minister can't tell me nothing sensible on the rally stage. My prime minister does not address serious matters on the rally stage.
Yes,
The same way you hold on. The same way you can't be drunk when you go inside the voter's booth, right?
Yeah.
Let me say the same way you ain't supposed to be drunk when you go inside the voter's booth. It's the same way anytime a politician talks to me at a rally where people drinking and selling rum, I know they ain't serious. And I look here, hold on, but hold on for a second. Hold on.
What I'm saying, the person on the stairs ain't drinking though.
I don't know, because even my good cousin Glennis Hannah Martin sound like she was drunk on stage. That's my good cousin.
But that's my cousin.
And I wait.
News cousin.
That's good.
Because I'm from Snow Corner, Arkansas.
Good stuff. Uncle, I didn't know he was Cousins. I'm happy now. But
you ever heard of the Reverend H.O. Ferguson?
Yes, sir.
He's chaplain of the BLP. That's my granddaddy. That's my mother daddy.
I understand now.
But listen to me.
But hold on, but let me say this because I put some heavy words on Glennis. Let me get this out there.
Yeah.
The article is Put Respect on It, Eyewitness News yesterday. PLP Angliston incumbent Glennis Hannah-Martin criticized the campaign of political opponents as, quote, nasty and disgraceful, close quotes, and believes a day of, quote, reckoning, close quotes, is forthcoming. Even my good cousin Glennis Hannah-Martin sound like she lost her mind because she could, how could she be talking in blue and yellow colors and the people in them same colors talk to her in the same way? Nasty and disgraceful. But even Glennis Hannah-Martin knows that both sides can't afford to even run a slur campaign, right?
Yeah.
They can't afford it. Both sides are doing the same thing. Both sides have very, very nasty mouthpieces who are empowered, who are empowered by their parties.
I'll let somebody else get onto the line.
Yes, sir.
You have 10 children.
Mm-hmm.
Your cousin has 10 children.
Mm-hmm.
Two of your children getting married, but you just pick up and go on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, none of your cousins, all your cousin children still won't pull up a nose.
Okay.
And one more of your children end up getting married.
Okay.
So you're down to 7 now.
Mm-hmm.
None of your cousin children move yet.
Okay.
One getting married without a sister, he can't live there because she always moving her things. She decided to go to live with your cousin who up to 10. Now your cousin got 11.
Uh-huh.
Which host you think is the strongest host?
Yeah.
That is what's happening with the FNM. Every day they're breaking up.
I got
every
you.
Every day somebody going somewhere.
I got you.
And to put the icing on the cake of it, then Miss Bernice Grant.
Okay, hold on.
The former member of parliament for the 8 Mile Rock constituency for the FNM.
Mm-hmm.
Then she endorsed it, Kingsley Smith.
That's a big... I got you. I hear you. So that's... Yeah. That's
don't forget now, code 2 straight.
Okay.
Come out Montague tonight.
All right.
Come out Montague tonight. 2 settle that right in your area. You can walk down there. You don't need to drive.
Boy, don't make Keno cuss me because when they blow they horn in front of my house at night, I's ducked down. I is ducked down. All right, let's go to the text line. We can try run through these. Good morning. Okay, we read that one. Boy, I tell you, 1 BPM and can't get a shape up. Say, Helmut, you forgot to say he wearing the same suit and it dirty and also can't afford a haircut. I mean, he better can't afford nothing. You see, he got a ting there. He have a focus on. He can't afford to look like he could afford anything. Here's another one. Stop spreading information. That was a properly sanctioned event like a parade with police escort. When police escort, the rules of the road are relaxed. Dummy. The texter just called me a dummy. Here's what the texter said, and they're referencing Lincoln Bain on the motorcycle. Stop spreading misinformation. That was a proper event, like a parade with police escort. You mean the motorcycle with the police escort? When, and this is the next sentence, when police escort, the rules of the road are relaxed. And I am the dummy texter? Me? I'm the dummy and you wrote this? I almost send your number to Jesus. You need supervision. I am the dummy, and you telling us the rules of the road are relaxed when the police are providing the escort? See, that's why traffic is the number one issue to be considered in this election. Here's why. A car is a weapon if used with that intention. A car is a dangerous tool if not used properly. We have a whole bunch of people on the street have decided that despite everything they've been taught about cars and driving on the public road, they can make up their own rules while they drive in a 2-ton vehicle. Like a weapon. And I'm the dummy texter? Here's another text. The rules of the road are relaxed with the police escort, ? Like, you don't have to wear a helmet when the police have a helmet on? Yes. He said, but yes, one head might be harder than the other. Good morning, caller. You still there?
Hello.
Hi, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Ms. Green. Of course you're not a dummy, but things get bummy. But, you know, the thing is, I don't know. No one knows all the facts, but I'm paying the tax. So yeah. At least Lincoln was thinking, and he had a police escort. But what about all the other dozens of motorcade, right,
mm-hmm.
by the PLB supporters who seem to have legitimized outriders, street-like people, blocking traffic abruptly, not even saying stopping and letting people out corners first, seeing how much traffic is, and then going forward. But it was a bunch. That's a pure example of lawlessness. And this is what they're endorsing because people are moving about. I had my family, I was carrying the little children on my IMAX.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people just, guys on the motorbikes, they're just stopping haphazardly anywhere and just controlling traffic. And they seem mm-hmm. ecstatic about this powers that was given to them. You know, politicians are basically only interested in themselves and keeping power, you know. And no man knows the hour. The greatest joy in life is not defeating your enemy, you know, but actually perfecting yourself and finding peace within oneself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, maybe we should do a drug test for everybody, even the politicians, because, I mean, I'm not impressed, you know. And so for Julian, who likes to call these talk shows, he's blind, right? But he has blind faith. And it scares me for somebody who's a blind man, you know, like they like man.
No, you see, now the kid, and we just find out he's my uncle and my cousin. We can't, the two of us can't fight now. Let's be easy. Let's be easy with each other, please. Let's be easy with each other. I got to be easy with the person who called me a dummy. Here's another text. Miss Green, Heather Hunt, all the way tomorrow. I'll be carrying my water, juice, a snack, and one book to read. Willing to wait 10 hours. Pintard will be the new prime minister. Please, everybody, bring water, bring a hat, bring an umbrella. If you have a portable chair, bring your portable chair. Here's a text. Aaron, he is campaigning. Here's another text. Aaron, Patrick Robinson here. Oh. He is one of our newest satirists, right? He does cartoons online. You should look out for him. Another text says, I saw that video too, Miss Green. I was disappointed when I saw Mr. Bain with no helmet on. And there's another text. Tell the call, it's not that the PLP has not done anything, it's managing, and how are you managing it? Let's stop spinning it. They failed to answer. That's the problem with me. Yeah, I think for me, that you gutted the media as you entered the House of Assembly, but had such a horribly poor performance on reporting and the dissemination of info and opportunities, right? You get an F. You get an F. How you gut the media, take out all of the institutional knowledge, and then play diplomacy and politics with all the new reporters. Yes, that's what you did. Yes, that's what you did. And then you have a director of communications that don't seem to want to be a part of the government of the Bahamas. They seem to be, want to be a part of the people, want to be a star, some sort of movie star. They got all kind of content on their social media pages that's just completely and totally inappropriate for the director of communications for the government of the Bahamas. But it's y'all who gutted the entire media. And then turn around time after time and call the media and the journalists and in particular Candia Dame stupid and incompetent. And then had to turn around and acknowledge your missteps. The question is, did you appropriately and commensurately with the fervor with which you threw insult at the industry that you yourself gutted for your own political agenda? Miss Green, great topic. Mr. Bain can get himself a helmet out of my $100,000, but bring my change and receipt. It's a bad example of law enforcement as well. Text says, Miss Green, you a very intelligent person. Rallies are for entertainment to draw a crowd. We're going to a break. When we get back from the break, we're going to continue. And get your pen, because the number's to call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. Toppin Bay, what y'all saying? Y'all bad yet? Give us a call. We're on the clock. We'll be right back.
One of the most powerful ways Bahamians can shape the future of our country. It is how we make our voices heard on the issues that affect our everyday lives. From the cost of living, jobs, and education, to healthcare, housing, and how we protect our environment. Some people think their vote doesn't matter, but choosing not to vote doesn't stop decisions from being made. It simply leaves those decisions in the hands of others. Now is the time to get informed and get involved. Learn about candidates, ask questions, and compare their priorities. Seek reliable information and participate in public discussions. Then, show up to a May 12th election ready to cast a meaningful vote. Your knowledge matters. Your actions matter. The future of the Bahamas depends on those who show up, speak up, get informed, and get involved. Visit orgbahamas.com/vote for free, neutral voter education resources.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing these knives to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that's
what?
Side. I trying to stay in school, not Simpson Pen. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know. And nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info? And when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
The following is a paid political message.
Kalani, whoa, hey, Kalani, oh, the future is brighter, whoa, vote for MacGyver, hey, cause she is a fighter.
For you. See everybody in Kalani. Change is here. Hey, hands in the air. See everybody in Kalani. Vote for MacGyver. She is a fighter.
That was a paid political message.
This election night, trust the team you trust every single day on May 10 p.m. until the election is called, with verified results, breaking developments, and reporting from the entire Guardian News Network, the teams from Guardian Digital and the Nassau Guardian, every day and every election day. Stay with the Guardian News Network on Guardian Radio 96.9 and Star 106 FM.
Calling all FNM. It's going down tonight. We outside. Two ready. One night. It's the big showdown before the big day you don't want to miss. Free National Movement. Code Red. SOS. Save our sovereignty. Save our country. Part 3. Starting things off with Grand Bahama. Hear from your candidates. Dr. Charlene Reed. Quazi Thompson. Omar Isaac. Frazette Gibson. And it's going down tonight at 7 p.m. at the FNM headquarters. West Atlantic Drive. Next up, Nassau! We'll be kicking things off at 8 p.m. Hear from your candidates, Dr. Dwayne Zan, Travis L. Robinson, Arithia Komalafi, Rick Fox, Heather Hunt, Papa, Deputy Leader, Shenandoah E. Cartwright, and Party Leader, Mike. Michael C. Pintar. And it all goes down at the stadium, Old Carnival Grounds. This is our time. This is our country. Save it. Defend it. Code Red. Hold the line. Rally before the big day. Two rallies, one night. It all goes down tonight. Code Red. SOS. See you there.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Okay, so whoever wins the election, I am starting a petition, right? This is what the petition is requesting. I would like to be appointed a senator by any whoever party win so that I could be named the Minister of State responsible for transport. That is what that's my election wish. I voting for whichever party will make me a senator and then make me the Minister of State responsible for transport. That's what I want. So that I could safely escort A.D. Hannah's PLP with Glennis Hannah cradling it gently in her hands to somewhere where it will flourish. Right? That's primarily... Oh, and because y'all wouldn't stop risking other people's lives on the roads by driving recklessly, mindlessly, and carelessly. I got a admonishment chastising because I said that Glennis Hannah Martin sounded drunk at the rally. And then I followed it up with the article, with the quote, with the words that she said that caused me to ask the question. Imagine PLP agents accusing other political parties of nasty campaigning when they equally do it. When they both parties know they have war rooms and that they keep degrees of separation between the war rooms and the leadership so they could have plausible deniability and say, well, I didn't know anything about that. I can't be certain that that's connected to my party. They all do it. That's the political culture. Hence my creative license and description in that segment. Rallies are about optics and entertainment. They're not, these statements that they make, they cannot be held to them. Let's go to the phone. I see you calling. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there? I'm sorry I lost you. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
It's all right.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Am I on?
You are.
Hello?
Hi, you are on the air with Erin Green. Good morning.
Good. How you doing, Erin?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Listen, I'm a long-time listener. I just want to chime in, okay?
Yes.
The problem is with the Bahamian people, they got to realize, right, what this country is going to come to if they don't choose right. I ain't saying who they must vote for, but you have to search your heart. You understand what I'm saying? We have to look at 70, okay? The problem is this. I would pick Michael Pintard over the prime minister any day. He's young. He's vibrant. The prime minister's time is just up. You understand what I'm saying? It's just simple as that.
Okay.
We have to look at this country, where this country is going. Brave cannot take this country where it needs to go. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
We just have to look at right and look at wrong. That's it. The point is this. I mean, the last prime minister for the FNM, okay, Mr. Minnis, he was good for the time. He was put there for a reason. If Minnis was not there when you saw the COVID came, we had more debt. You understand what I'm saying? He was there because he was a doctor. God put him there. Follow me.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? Because I'm guarantee you, nobody that I saw him, he was there for a reason.
Right.
People said the lockdown. Yeah, he did a lot wrong. He did a lot wrong on the hurricane, but not the pandemic. You understand what I'm saying? If he did not do what he did, it would have been it. But the problem is with us, that's a pass. You can't beat Michael Pintard with his stick. And I can tell you, the fact is this, tomorrow, Michael Pintard will be the next prime minister to come out of the arms. That's all I have to say.
All right. I got you. Thank you very much. Here's a question I have for the audience based on that commentary. Who or what do you think is the biggest risk to our sovereignty? Do you think it is the Haitian migrant crisis? Or do you think it's the Trump administration And Marco Rubio's declaration that Europe and North America should get back to reindustrializing the Western world. Let's go through the text line quickly. Good morning. I love the relevance that you bring to the airwaves, Aaron. Thanks for your attentiveness to the and your relatableness of the topics this government hasn't done on our behalf. A blind man can see there's nothing this government claims they've done that we couldn't do for ourselves. Tell that Ferguson, call everything been done in this government. Tell PM, keep calling and referring to Pintard's book. A Texas says they think the Haitian migrant crisis is the greatest risk to our sovereignty. As a text, all fun and games aside, I've addressed this before in my comics, how when I used to ride, how I used to have on my full bike gear and I would be pulled over to check my license and registration. At the same time, there are other bikers without any form of protection and proper registration that they would see just being allowed to drive past. I can check that out. Just a few more text people. Aaron, I salute your appropriate high standards for our leaders of the Bahamas. However, I don't expect anything from our human leaders, regardless of political party. I'm looking forward to the AI robots or even the Chicchanis who can replace our human leaders and meet Aaron's and the Bahamian people's standards and do an exemplary, honest job as prime minister. Good morning, Ms. Green. I wish the texter didn't have to call you a dummy to get his point across, but he was right in certain aspects about a police-sanctioned motorcade. Vehicles don't have to stop at stop signs or red lights. No, pause. The police stops the traffic. The motorcade can't proceed until the police officer stops the traffic. I can be honest with y'all. I'm very, very concerned. But thank God for Corinne Mitchell, because she said when you're smart, you use your powers for good and not for evil. So as long as I riding with Christ, you're all safe. But for God's sake, if I change my mind, then you're love to get taken advantage of. It could be a good time. But let's pray that each of us remembers that the only thing that holds us together is our personal integrity. We cannot rely on other people to make us do the right thing. We must know how to do what we ought to do when we ought to do it. Mr. Davis, Mr. Pintard, Mr. Bain, the buck stops with y'all. Do you know how to do what you ought to do when you do it? It's no longer a matter of trust. Was that contract ever reduced to writing? Asking for a friend who have students in school. Just asking. You guys. Ooh. They keep saying Honorable Michael Pintard is young. 60-61 is not young. I there with you. I with you for that. 60-61, you closer to 80 than you are to 35. Thank you for that reminder, Texter. But us young and us old, we will work together to keep this country moving forward. Thank you, producer. You guys have a great day. Stay tuned, Guardian Radio, AM. Be safe tomorrow. Practice integrity. Be who you are. See you tomorrow.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible. Work with the brightest minds and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
The world is changing. It's bringing new challenges, but also new opportunities. The truth is, our economy always left too many Bahamians out. Now we're opening new doors in agriculture, tourism, energy, entrepreneurship, providing grants, scholarships, national service, and upskilling. A new generation is rising, and we're finally moving in the right direction, building an economy that includes everyone.
Paid for by the PLP.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.